Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 23rd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today, once again, we want to share a message that we hope will both encourage and instruct. It's titled, Make Me a Blessing. The scripture text is from Luke 14, verse 23.
Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
D.L. Moody was a faithful evangelist who lived over 100 years ago. In fact, the very last sermon he preached was 110 years ago this month in the convention hall at Kansas City, Missouri. He used today's scripture text to preach about excuses. He concluded his message, as was characteristic of Mr. Moody, with an appeal for salvation as he alluded to the marriage feast in heaven. He pleaded, I beg of you, do not make light of it. It is a loving God inviting you to a feast, and God is not to be mocked. Go play with forked lightning. Go trifle with pestilence and disease, but trifle not with God.
Moody, not an orator seeking to tickle ears, spoke bluntly and passionately. So physically weak he could scarcely get up to the pulpit when he preached his last message, he nevertheless preached the word of God from his heart. Some 50 souls responded to his invitation to be saved that evening, and it was only 4 weeks later that he went to be home with the Lord.
The daily text remains a call to obey. The highways and hedges represent the uttermost call of the gospel, elsewhere worded by Christ as the least of these. We all have highways and hedges around us, people who need the invitation to come to God's house. We are to compel them to come in. This speaks of the seriousness and persuasiveness we must have as we present the love and claims of our Lord. It's what drove D.L. Moody and so many others. Why? Well, the scripture answers that. That my house may be filled. This phrase powerfully speaks of the Father's heart of God. He wants his house full.
Commentator Matthew Henry writes, the apostles were to turn to the Gentiles when the Jews refused the offer, and with them the church was filled. The provision made for precious souls in the gospel of Christ has not been made in vain, for if some reject, others will thankfully accept the offer. The very poor and low in the world shall be as welcome to Christ as the rich and great. And many times the gospel has the greatest success among those that labor under worldly disadvantages and bodily infirmities. Christ's house shall at last be filled. It will be so when the number of the elect is completed.
Today, let us all take up Christ's call and seek to be a blessing to others out in the highways and byways of life.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you are no respecter of persons. You're not willing that any should perish, but that all should have eternal life. Thank you for not treating us as our sins deserve. Instead, you deal with us in your mercy and love through the provision of your Son's death, offered as a sacrifice for our sins. Just as we received your mercy, we want to reach out to others with the message of forgiveness as we seek to fill your house. In Jesus' merciful name we pray. Amen.
Well, it's a joy to share God's word today. It actually began with an assumption that it was actually today's date, November 23rd, that last sermon was preached. But we actually discovered it was the 16th. But it still was this month, and we continue to develop the message. I suppose both of us have been inspired by the life of D.L. Moody, and have had some interesting exchanges through the years with people that also have been. Well, our website is at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, November 23rd, 2009. Do have a beautiful photo today. We took along our favorite country walk between our house and Colebrook Road, along Donegal Creek, if you care to look. We also have an interesting, actually it's a scanned photo, of the flyleaf of a book that Brooksine has regarding D.L. Moody. If you care to look at that, there's a tremendous statement of faith in that particular scanned portion of the book. Well, the song comes to mind today, but I could not really find a suitable version with words, but it's the great song, Make Me a Blessing. I do have a video instrumental available. And all last week and throughout the rest of this week, we have special Thanksgiving resources. I won't say much about them. They were up all last week. But it's really our goal to give you resources to help make seasons, and specifically now Thanksgiving, a very spiritually meaningful time. We urge you to take a look at those. Have a blessed day, and indeed, seek to be a blessing.